give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. And I want you to mark these dates on your calendar: September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. We've got with us Dr. Jerry Savelle for five powerful services over 4 days. We have Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, a special minister and leaders meeting on Tuesday morning at 9:30, but you need to register for that one. Go online to our website, restorechurch.ca, and register for that special leaders and ministers meeting on Tuesday, and then Tuesday night. It's going to be five meetings of encounters with God and His glory, and I'll tell you what, I encourage you, make as many of the sessions as you possibly can, starting Saturday, September the 8th, Sunday morning, September 9th, Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday, September 11th, and with a special ministers and lay leaders meeting at 9:30 on Tuesday. All the meetings are available to everyone except that Tuesday morning meeting that you are. If you're a minister or a lay leader, you must register to be part of that. It's going to be an incredible time with God as Dr. Jerry Savelle from Fort Worth, Texas, my father in the faith. We listen to him every week on Sunday night, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be an incredible encounter with God and with His glory. And as we talk about God's glory, I want to remind you that's where we've been looking at over the last several weeks. We've been reading from Psalm 84, verse 11. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." God gives revelation and manifestations and demonstrations of His grace and of His glory. I want you just to let that sink right now into your heart. God's revelation of His glory, His person, His presence, His power, His goodness flooding into your life. God's demonstration of His grace, for it's by grace are ye saved, through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. God's grace is not only His divine ability and enablement and power, but I love the definition I learned about grace so long ago, and it was this. It was the power and influence of the Holy Spirit working on the heart of man to change the heart, to bring into being all that God wants to do in your and my life. His grace and His glory. And it's a gift. When you get a revelation of who Jesus is, something changes. You get a revelation of Jesus as a healer, then something changes in your life. I remember so many years ago when I saw Jesus move miraculously in my life and in my family's life, that He brought the healing power of God into our lives. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God is a blesser. God is an encourager. And yes, the hand of God will move on your part to where the favor of God will be upon you. And yes, I'll say it this way, that just like with Pharaoh, the evil one will see the consequences of coming against God Almighty in your life. God will recompense you. God will pay you a reward for all things that you do in faith. I'll get a hold of that right now. There are people that have been standing in faith and believing God, and you're listening to me right now. And I just talked about these meetings with Dr. Savelle, where we're creating an atmosphere of the glory, an atmosphere of the miraculous. And you know, all throughout the Bible, it talks about notable miracles. And in John chapter 6, it talks about how a great multitude had followed Jesus because they saw the signs and the wonders. You know, I'm so thankful that we see God move in our fellowship all the time. You know, we get reports of people being healed and delivered and breakthroughs. We get reports of miraculous turnarounds in people's lives. And can I tell you what? You need to know that God is at work today doing miracles. A miracle is a divine intervention of God in the affairs of men. There are miracles of divine appointments. There are miracles of God's favor. There are miracles of healing. There are miracles of salvation. There are miracles of an abundant supply, and we need to be excited about seeing God move. You see, a multitude describes so many people, a great multitude, large amounts of people. And that's what we want to influence and impact, is large amounts of people. I'm so thankful that you allow us to come every week at this time into your home, into your office, into your car, into your camp, into wherever you're at, and just share the good news of Jesus Christ with you. You're important to God. You're important to us. We want to hear from you. Would you go online to restorechurch.ca and let us know that you're listening and enjoying the broadcast? And those that are listening around the world, we have friends and partners that listen in other nations to our broadcast going forth right now. You see, you're not alone. It's much bigger than you think. And we want to encourage you that God is forever moving this great KFM network all across the North, reaching into every valley, into every village, into every town, and every city with the good news of Jesus Christ, that God is a healer, God is a restorer, and that God gives gifts of His glory and of His grace. The Bible talks about that Jesus performed great things. They were habitually following Jesus, people that were sick. You know, I believe the Lord heals every kinds of sickness and disease. You know, in the four gospel, there are five words that can be translated for sickness and disease. And Jesus healed all five categories, and that's a whole nother teaching right there. Mental, emotional, physical, even raising people from their very deathbeds. You know, I'll tell you, we've seen the hand of God move in people's lives. If you need prayer, they've got a great prayer line here, right here at the ministry. You know, you can call us. We'll pray for you. You can call the KFM prayer line. They'll pray for you. And listen to this. There is a sickness and a disease that some would say is terminal or incurable. There is a sickness and disease that is crippling, or describes someone who's just not able to function anymore. There's also a sickness or a disease that is described as those that are vexed by demonic spirits, someone who's in a bad way. There's another one that says it was for a long term, that a long-term sickness. You know, a plague is a sickness that repeatedly strikes over and over and over, such as, you know, I'll give you simple illustrations, like an athlete's foot, allergies, high blood pressure. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, she had it for 12 years. It struck her and it struck her and struck her, but Jesus healed her. There's also the other kind, that it says that, you know, Jesus in Mark chapter 5, it says he could do no mighty works here. Means that those who were conscious to cooperate with him, therefore he worked with the comatose and did it on his own. That means people who don't have the ability to believe God. I'll tell you, there's a wonderful teaching by Rick Renner I'd love to get into your hands, talking about these five kinds of sickness and disease and how God will do a miracle in your life no matter where you're at right now. God's gifts of His glory and His grace can flood into your life right now. I want to build the anticipation that God is going to move miraculously in your life. I want to create the atmosphere that we can see the glory of God function. That's one of the things that we're so excited about. We had Henry Hinn here last month, and he talked about the presence of God. And oh, we just continue to press into that presence of God and the relationship with the Lord. Dr. Savelle is coming in 2 weeks. He's going to be here September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. And I know he's going to be preaching on the glory of God. Oh, folks, let's just raise our hands right now. Let's just begin rejoicing all across the North and declaring that God's glory is present, His grace is present, and I receive it, and that you can help create an atmosphere of God's glory. This is what I began preaching last week at church right here in Valcarron, 1621 Valley View Road. If you don't have a church home here in the greater Sudbury area, come join us and be part of our Sunday morning. I'm going to continue to talk this week about creating an atmosphere of God's glory. You know, last week when we got done, we did three baptisms. Oh, it was wonderful and powerful. People are giving their hearts to Jesus. They're rising up and they're saying, I want to follow Jesus. Not just let Him in my heart. I want to follow Jesus. No matter where you're at on this journey, perhaps you're listening right now to the sound of my voice, and this is a positive voice coming to you right now, and you're going, well, I'm not sure about this Christ. That's okay. You know, that's okay if you're not sure yet, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Perhaps you're listening right now and you're engaged in an ever-growing discipleship and learning of the Lord. That's great. Perhaps you're someone who at one time had walked with the Lord and you've just given up because you've been discouraged on the journey. No matter where you're at, we're here to speak into your life. We're here to love you. We're here to help create an atmosphere of God's glory in your life so that a revelation of Jesus Christ will come into your life. And that along with that is the grace. You see, grace and glory go hand in hand. I remember many years ago when I was conducting a Sunday morning, and as someone came in, I went to greet them, and we were doing a baptism on that particular day, and the baby's name was Noah, and we were doing a baptism for Noah. And someone came in and said, "Oh, I'm just here for the baptism. I used to be a Christian, but I don't believe that. I believe this other way of belief right now." And I'm like, "Really?" And I said, "Well, thank you so much for coming in and being part of our time together today." And I reached out and I took her hand and I prayed and I said, "Lord Jesus, reveal yourself to her." And boy, we had a wonderful time, and we did it was a baby dedication, not a baptism. It was a baby dedication. And then we dedicated, I have baptism on my brain there, folks. You know, then we dedicated baby Noah to the Lord. And as we dedicated baby Noah to the Lord, I prayed that God would just touch every heart and life there. And at the end of that time, the lady gave her heart once again to Jesus. The power of God moved miraculously. God visited her with a revelation of who Jesus was right there. And he can do it for you right now. No matter where you're at on the journey, I pray a revelation of Jesus for you. I pray an epiphany to where God would speak to you clearly, and that you would know that you know that you know that Jesus is Lord, that you would declare with your mouth that Jesus, you are Lord God Almighty, that you would believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead and that he had died for your and my sin. Make it personal. He died for my sin. And when he was raised from the dead, so was I. And I place you, Jesus, on the throne of my life, and I will follow you all the days of my life. Perhaps you just need to rededicate your heart and life to the Lord Jesus today. That's one of the greatest keys to seeing the miraculous come to pass. Enter into cooperation with the supernatural power of God. You see, if we're spiritually hungry, you know, that attracts God, spiritual hunger. You know, every revival I've ever known about began with people who are hungry for the presence and the power of God. You know, you must continually stir yourself up in your hunger for God. I'm hungry for him. Oh, I love God. My favorite scripture in the Bible today, I say today, is this one. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. "For my determined purpose is that I may know him, and that I may become more deeply and intimately acquainted with the wonders of his person, that I may be made conformable both to his death and to his resurrection." Oh, that's my heart's desire. That I would know him who loved me, him who died for me, him who moves miraculously in my life, that I would have a personal relationship that's real and vital, and I want to know him more than anything else. You see, that's how you create. That's how you attract the glory of God, is by hunger. That desire to be hungry for him. David cried out this way in Psalm 51 in verse 12 and 13, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you." You see, some of us need to just say, "Lord, restore unto us the joy of our salvation. Let me remember what it was like when I gave my life to Jesus, when I dedicated my life to Jesus, long before the disappointments and the struggles after that. I was so passionate and so on fire for Jesus. Let me remember that." Would you just say that right now? "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." You see, the Bible reminds us that when we are captivated by God, we will have joy in the gospel and will naturally help other people turn to Jesus. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary." I say to you right now, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. I say to you right now, God's grace is sufficient unto you. I say to you right now, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He shall direct thy path. I say to you right now that the Lord Himself said in Psalm 84, verse 11, that He'll withhold no good thing from you. I say to you right now in the name of Jesus that miracles are coming at you right now. I say there is a divine intervention of God awaiting you this very day in the miraculous realm of the supernatural. And we are attracting God's glory, His presence, His power, and His goodness by our hunger. We're attracting it and seeing it demonstrated in our life by our very humility, that we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You don't have to fix everything. Humble yourself under God and just say, Lord, I put myself upon your mercy and your grace. You know, perhaps you've been trying to make everything work and you just need to get to the point to humble yourself. I know you're gifted. I know you have a certain responsibility, but I think many times we take on more than the Lord intends for us to take on. Yes, we need to be accountable for our actions, our thoughts, our words, our deeds. But at the same time, we never need forget the grace and mercy of God. Don't leave out the super part by just doing the natural. Trust on God's supernatural. There are times we all make mistakes. When we make mistakes, we need to cast ourselves upon His mercy. And we just need to humble ourselves. Sometimes we just need to obey what the Lord is telling us to do. That's what humility does. Humility comes underneath that divine authority of God and puts God's will and God's word and God's way above your thoughts and your ways. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. To create an atmosphere of God's glory, not only must we be hungry for it, not only must we operate in humility, but we must operate in honor. Honor. Honor is a key to hosting the glory of God in our lives. Whatever you honor, you attract to yourself. Whatever you honor, you receive from. When you honor God's presence, He will draw near to you. When you honor the giftings of the Holy Spirit, they will manifest in our midst. When you honored the anointing of God that is flowing throughout the church and the body, you will receive that anointing in your life. If you honor the glory of God, you will be saturated consistently with Him. Would we just honor Him right now? Honor the Lord and give unto Him the praise that is worthy of His nature. For He is God. He is Creator. He is Redeemer. He is the lover of your soul. He is the one who is merciful and gracious, and His mercies are new every morning. He is the one that even though you were yet broken and yet had not acknowledged Him, that He died for you and for me. That is Him. Will we honor Him for who He is? You see, it's that hungering for God. It's that humility for God. It's honoring God. It's becoming consecrated unto God. What does that look like? It's not religious deeds. It's an attitude of the heart first to become separated unto God, where He is first and premier in all of your thoughts, words, deeds, and actions. That when it comes to your marriage, how would God want you to operate? When it comes to your finance, what would God say to you? When it comes to your children or to your business, how would God want you to handle and to the situations that you're in right now? That's what it means to be consecrated, to be set apart. Allow your heart to be consecrated unto God. I say it this way, that if God has your heart, your feet will soon follow. Give Him your heart right now. Become consecrated unto Him. Become consecrated unto the Word of God. Become consecrated to being hungry for God and humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God and honoring God. Come together in unity. For Psalm 133 speaks about the unity, that when there's unity in the body, you know, we're never going to always agree on everything, but we can agree and come into unity about Jesus is Lord over the north. We can come into unity that we believe God is a deliverer and that God is the restorer and God is the repairer of the breaches that exist in society and in our lives and in our families. We can come into agreement that He is a healer. We can come into agreement that God calls all men to be saved in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We can come into agreement that God loves each and every people group. You see, when we come into agreement, something powerful happens. It says the anointing, the presence, and the power of God just begins to flow. There is unity that creates something so significant in the spiritual realm. It's a spiritual force, much like faith, unity. For where there's unity, the anointing flows. The healing, delivering power of God flows in the name of Jesus. in the temple in 2 Chronicles 5:13. As the worshipers made one sound to the Lord, they attracted the presence of God to the point that the glory became so strong that no one could remain standing. The temple was filled with His glory. As you stay unified with God and with other believers, you attract the glory of God. If God has placed you in a local body of believers, become unified. Set aside your differences. Become unified on the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Become unified in that God's ways are higher than our ways. And let us see how God's glory upon each and every part of the body of Christ will increase until the north will be bathed in His glory. And it will be the prophetic words coming to pass of revival and breakthrough and miracles and restoration and healing all across the north that will flow all across Canada. Right here it begins in the north. If we will create an atmosphere of God's glory, if we will become unified, if we will magnify God's true nature and declare His goodness, it'll shift the atmosphere over our congregations, over our homes, over our families, over our businesses, over the north. It'll shift the atmosphere as we declare God's true nature. Declare what God says of Himself. It says He is greatly to be praised, for He is mighty, He is awesome. He is the one that is worthy of all praise and honor. You know, let's not forget to ascribe unto God His greatness, His true nature. You know, when we exalt His attributes of love and of mercy and of grace, when we declare that it is God that causes us to be prosperous and blessed, that we give God praise for who He is and adoration. Can we do that right now? Just take a moment and begin to declare God and thank God that we have breath to breathe. Thank God that we live in a nation that allows us to be able to preach the gospel and to gather together to worship Him. That we live in a nation that is so abundantly blessed with natural resource. That we live in a nation that in these last days God will use to bring healing to the nations. Oh, there's so much to be thankful for. God has given us such abundance in this nation. God has blessed us in so many ways. And His mercy is new upon each and every one of our lives, each and every day. He causes the sun to rise and the sun to set. Would you just praise Him and give Him worthy and honor, for He is worthy of all praise? Just take a moment and praise Him and bless Him and be ye thankful. You see, if we're going to create the atmosphere for God's glory, His presence, His goodness, His power to flow, if we're going to create an atmosphere where the grace of God just flows and changes and we see demonstrations of the power of God, we've got to be hungry. We've got to be humble. We've got to live a life of honor and consecration. We've got to come together in unity, and we've got to magnify God's true nature, and we have to be a people of prayer. Prayer. Jesus said His Father's house is a house of prayer. Prayer is divine intercession. God calls us to pray. Pray for our loved ones. Pray for our city. Pray for our nation. Pray that God says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, those that understand who they are in Christ, availeth much. Pray, because as we pray, God changes situations and circumstances. As we pray, God changes the hearts of people. Hallelujah. As we pray, it's a spiritual power and a force that is available to you and I to make a difference. And it says in the Word of God to pray without ceasing. When you pray, it cultivates God's presence in our lives, a relationship with Him. And the last one I want to cover this morning is giving. God told Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, through an angel, it says that your prayers and your alms, your giving and your prayers have come before Me. We have to live a life of selfless giving to people around us and into the kingdom of God to change the world that we live in. You know what, folks? God says that as we give, He'll give back to us, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. God says so loved that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave the very best. And yet so often we withhold giving our best to God because we're afraid or we want control. Folks, just give your best to God. Your time, your talent, your treasure. Give your best to God. And watch what God will do as we create an atmosphere of His glory. I'm going to be dealing with these this weekend at Restoration Church. Come join us Sunday morning at 10:30 this week as we create an atmosphere of God's glory and His presence to see Him move and to set on the platform of our faith. That's right, the platform of our faith, to expect to receive the miraculous, not only in our lives, but in the lives of all the people who will receive this word. Remember, September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Dr. Jerry Savelle is going to be with us, and I encourage you, be there early. Evening services are at 7, and Sunday mornings at 10:30, and a special minister's meeting and lay leaders meeting on Tuesday at 9:30. You must register for that meeting. There's no fee for it, but you must register so that we know you're coming, because we've got a special gift from the ministry, lay leaders, and pastors. We encourage you. Pastors, bring your team. If you're part of an eldership, come be part of that meeting. Dr. Savelle is going to minister specifically to leaders on Tuesday morning at 9:30. The rest of the services are open to everyone. Come be part of what God's doing. Let's take this week and create an atmosphere in our homes. Will you do that right now with me as we just begin to get hungry? Say, Holy Spirit, I thank you for a hunger to pursue God more. Holy Spirit, I thank you for working within me to teach, train, and equip, and to show me how to walk humbly before my God. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me how to live a life of honor and consecration, how to walk together in unity in the body that you have assigned me to be, and in the body of Christ as a whole, how to magnify your true nature, O God. Show me how to put a praise on my lip that changes the atmosphere that I live in. Teach me how to pray. Lord, teach me what it means to be in relationship with you and what it means to so love the world that we give our very best. You know, these are the things that create an atmosphere for God's presence. I'd like to get them into your hands. You can contact us at restorechurch.ca. Come join us this weekend if you don't have a church home in the greater Sudbury area. 1621 Valley View Road, Sunday mornings at 10:30. Remember, September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. 4 days, 5 powerful encounters with God. Be there early. God wants to see your life blessed and just increased as we sit under the Word, September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th with Dr. Jerry Savelle from Fort Worth, Texas. God bless. This is Jeff Edwards saying we love you, God loves you, and remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.